By simply looking around, can you guess what time it is? Sure you can. We can know where the sun is in the sky, around what time of day it is, and just by looking at many front porches, we know it's October. Once again, fall is on full display with pumpkins, hay bales, candy corn, candied apples, and spider web over my front door. The days of this calendar year are flying by, and with every leaf that falls, I am reminded seasons come and go, and this one too shall pass. Summer is in the rearview mirror, and the cold, dry winter to come is just around the corner. There's a rhythm to it all that works beautifully. God set it into motion in the beginning. He's had a plan ever since, and through every season of it, He is good. In this season, this month, I really felt it was time to focus on how there is a time for everything. Maybe today is just the right time. You need to hear that. In my own life, even now, I'm taking time to really be aware of the moments of my life. There are beginnings and ends. There are chapters completed and chapters yet to be written. And there is a purpose for everyone. In all his wisdom, King Solomon knew this to be true. There is a time for everything. Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war, and a time for peace. Today, our focus is on verse 8. Love, hate, war, and peace are all a part of our human existence since the fall, and God is over it all. We are called to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and mind. We are called to love our neighbor as ourself. This is all about devotion, first and foremost to God above any other person or thing on this earth. The second is about devotion and love to one another and how we treat one another and serve one another. Jesus said in John 13:35, "All will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another." Does the world around you know you are a disciple of Jesus by your love? What about a time to hate? This is not referring to hate in our heart for someone, because that is sin and is comparable to murder. So remember, we are called to love, not hate. But Romans 12:9 tells us to hate what is evil and cling to what is good. Solomon also lists out in Proverbs 6:16 things that the Lord hates, and three of those have to do with the power of our tongue. If we have nothing good or true to say, we should be silent. Remember, there is a time for that. And finally, there is a time for war and a time for peace. Simply looking through the pages of history, we can see these seasons. We can turn on the news and see it very real in our present day. The just purpose of war is to fight back what is evil with good. One day, a final war will wage. Turn to Revelation in your Bibles and you'll find it there. The kingdom of heaven will reign, and once again, a time of peace will rule forever as it was in the beginning. There is a time for everything. And one day the Father will look to Jesus at his right hand and say, "It's time." But here's the thing. We don't know when that will be. Jesus even said himself in Matthew 24:36, "But of that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but my Father only." What is reaffirmed in my heart in this season, over and over throughout the pages of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. And as we've studied through the wisdom and writings of Solomon is this: God is in control. God fulfilled his promise to make a way for me through his son Jesus. He loves me and has a plan for my life. He holds the world and all of creation, every single moment, in his hands. He is good and he is always right on time. That's the truth. Thanks for walking through Ecclesiastes 3, 1 through 8 with me this month. If you missed one, you can find them all and more at lifeword.org. I'm Lori Klein.